Good morning. Welcome to the weekly sports talk here on 90.9. I'm here with Lucas, Owen, and Braden. I'm your host, Peyton. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
All right. Week one set to start tonight.
Yep, tonight we got Cowboys versus Buccaneers at 8:20 p.m. What's your guys' prediction on that?
I got the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think the Buccaneers have this game. I mean, Tom Brady set to start his 300th regular season game, the most in NFL history.
44 years old, oldest starting quarterback in the league. Tom Brady brought the Bucs to a Super Bowl. Yeah. Cowboys are just coming off a lot of injuries. Not a good season last year. Next, you got what?
Oh, they have a lot to prove, honestly, the Cowboys. Yeah. They need to do something.
Yeah. So this segment is, we're just going to do our week one predictions. We'll do this about every week for NFL and then go on to more sports news that's going. So week one, next game is Seahawks versus Colts. And I have a lot of bias in this because I think the Colts are going to win.
Also, I mean, just depending on, you know, who's playing in that game as far as the roster.
So,
I mean, it's two good teams going at each other. It's hard to...
Carson should be back, right?
Carson had his first full practice yesterday. He is actually playing week one. There was a announcement said he's ready for week one. I mean, it wasn't 100% announced he's playing for week one, but I'm going to assume that means he's playing for week one. And Quentin Nelson is also... says he's ready for week one. He didn't practice yesterday, or he practiced yesterday, but he had limited practice. So, they're looking at him, keeping him
Who's
safe.
Who's the starting for the Seahawks?
What do you mean, the quarterback?
Yeah.
Russell.
Like, who is their, like, whole starting offense right now?
They got Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Chris Carson, their whole line.
Yeah. It's hard to, like, just say who's going to win just because, it's two good quarterbacks and, like, all these good players going at each other. So, I mean, it's going to be a pretty good game.
I mean, right now with the injury report, Eric Fisher is questionable, Quentin Nelson, Xavier Rhodes, and Paris Campbell are all questionable. So,
yeah, they had limited practice yesterday. They didn't practice Monday or – They didn't practice Monday, had limited practice Tuesday and yesterday. So that's not really too bad. If they didn't practice yesterday, then it maybe would be looking a little scary, but
they should be going full practice today.
Yeah.
If they don't, then that could be a sign that they're not going to be playing for Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. Owen, what's your thoughts on that game?
Oh.
I think that Russell Wilson will really play well against the Indianapolis defense, but I think the offense has a chance to get better with Wentz at the quarterback spot and take home a win.
Yeah, I think our defense will shut out their offense. DK Metcalf is going to be a big problem because we have some pretty small backs. But, yeah. But next game, Jags versus Texans. This is going to be a pretty boring game, so I hope one of these two teams can keep the fans awake. I have the Jags winning, though, considering the fact that Deshaun Watson is not starting for the Texans. Tyrod Taylor is.
I have some hope for Tyrod. I think I got the Texans on this one.
I don't know. They don't have their starter. They don't have their wide receivers anymore because wide receivers are getting traded. They don't have Kiki QT is now with the Colts, so they don't have him anymore, which he did good last season. And I'm pretty sure he fumbled the ball because when in the red zone against the Colts last year, because Darius Leonard came out and punched it from behind, but which he was doing good that game. So they don't have him anymore. They don't have Deshaun Watson, and Jags have new defense. They went all out on off season and also in the what's it called? Why do I forget this?
In training camp?
No, it's. Free agency. That's what it is. The free agency sees the part like, they got a lot of defensive players in that. They got, I think it was one of the twins from Seattle. I don't remember who it is. I don't know if it's Shaquem or Shaquille. Whichever one, because it's the one who has one hand.
Yeah, Shaquem.
Yeah. So he's now playing for Jags. They have the new quarterback who looked great in the preseason. So, yeah. You guys have any predictions for that game?
I actually got a prediction for another game. What about the Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs? Honestly, I think the Chiefs have got it. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr., he's questionable right now, so he's going to be out for that game more than likely.
It's Chiefs, easy.
Yeah, and then the other, the D.N. Javon Clowney or however
you say. Javon Clowney.
He's questionable too.
Well, he's not that good anyway.
I mean,
he's kind of downhill since the South Carolina days. Yeah, he's gone
downhill from.
Dude, he was so dominant in South Carolina, though. Yeah. No one will forget that number 6 on the D-line.
Yeah, and then he played for the Titans.
Seattle,
and he also played for the Texans.
You know, the only biggest threat to the Browns are Baker Mayfield and OBJ.
Yeah, but I also have a thing. I do, too, think the Chiefs are going to win, but it's going to be an absolute shootout. Baker Mayfield has done nothing but improve, which is exactly what they need to happen.
Yeah, he might have improved, but he needs his wide receivers.
He does. I mean, he has Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, don't forget, he also has, like you said, Jarvis Landry. He has Nick Chubb and Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill?
Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt.
I was about to say Tyreek Hill.
I don't think the Browns are as good as everyone says. The Browns are always overrated recently.
Look what they did last year. They did
nothing with the most weapons they could have. They have all these weapons, and they can't use them.
OBJ was out.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt was out. They had a lot of people that were out.
Yeah,
and a decent amount of people that were out. I would say
but
a
good
lot.
Teams will persevere.
Not like the Cowboys. They
I mean, they
a lot ha- of
still
like
had
Cowboys.
Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
They still had Jarvis. They still had...
I know, but when you're going against teams like the Bills, it's kind of hard to beat the Bills. The Bills have been doing great. Josh Allen's done also nothing but improve. Josh Allen's a great quarterback, by the way.
It's crazy, dude.
He's an amazing quarterback, actually. But, yeah, so that game, I have the Chiefs, though. Next game, Eagles versus Falcons.
No. Before you get into that game, what about the Packers and the Saints? That game is right before it.
That's Packers.
Saints
don't have their starting quarterback, Drew Brees. Packers have Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams.
I don't know.
They have Jameis Winston.
Famous Jameis,
Jair Alexander.
Famous Jameis is going to win that game for them.
Hey,
no, he's not.
He's got LASIK. He's throwing.
Dude,
40
he's got his he's LASIK
throwing,
surgery.
Yeah, he's throwing 40 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Man,
40
can see straight now.
2 interceptions in
yeah.
the game.
No.
Everything's crystal clear to him now. He got that LASIK surgery. He's going to see everything clear. That's his problem. He couldn't see before.
Something like that.
Yeah, he. that explains the Tampa Bay going 7-9, throwing like 100 picks.
35 touchdowns, 35 interceptions.
He's the first one to go negative. So who do you guys have? We just really talked about the teams. I said the Packers. Who do you guys have?
I got the Saints.
You got the Saints? Really?
I think the Saints have a good chance. I mean, I haven't really looked at their injury report. Let me go ahead and take a look at that now. Will Lutz is injured. Will Clapp is.
Oh, the lineman, yeah. Yeah, that's the lineman.
And then the tight end, Nick Vannett.
But also, Green Bay has Za'Darius Smith questionable, but I believe a lot of times when questionable is a thing, they're probably going to play.
And think Rodgers isn't in like the greatest headspace right now in the whole Green Bay situation. And also, they're playing in a neutral ground, playing in Jacksonville because of Hurricane Ida hitting New Orleans. So
yeah.
They're going to be in a neutral ground. Jameis Winston's back better than ever. Aaron Rodgers isn't in the greatest headspace right now.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't last year either.
He got an MVP. You're sure there.
He just didn't show it.
Right. But with that, like, he's a great quarterback, and I think that he'll do really well. I just think that the Saints have this game.
No. All right. Once we come back here next Thursday and I prove to you guys, because you guys are all saying the Saints are going to win. The Packers are winning this game. Their defense is better than the Saints.
I don't see the Saints winning.
Okay. Finally.
So it's 2-on-2.
Yeah, it's 2-on-2. All right. Next game, Eagles versus Falcons.
You know, we're going to actually post this on our Twitter, to be honest. I think, you know, we should make a poll for everybody to see who's going to win
Saints
this.
Versus Packers.
Type it
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Oh, and you got that. And we'll go into the next game, Eagles versus Falcons. It's going to be another pretty boring game, but a pretty interesting game to see what Jalen Hurts has been able to do over the offseason and during training camp, to see if he can put his skills to the test and see if he got what it takes to actually become the starting quarterback or remain the starting quarterback for the Eagles. But I have the this is a tough game.
I think I got the Falcons in this one just because they got Matt Ryan. They have a constant starter. And I think the Eagles are just trying to figure things out right now. They're trying to feel things out. They got Gardner Minshew on the bench. They got Jalen starting pretty much for the first time in his career. Like, his full, it's his team.
Yeah.
This is the first year they're trying to build the offense around him, trying to build things around him. And it just seems like they don't have full confidence in him, too.
Yeah,
that's why they brought in Gardner.
I think I have the Eagles because the Falcons are just known for choking.
But they still got, I think, Russell Gage.
Yeah, that's
they still got
Calvin
some weapons.
Ridley. They got Calvin Ridley.
They just drafted Kyle Pitts. Tight ends do have a tendency to be not very great.
I hope
in
Kyle
their first
Pitts
season.
Great.
If you look at T.J. Hockenson, Noah Fant, first season in the league, they're not the greatest. They're consistent, but.
I mean, but then you look at people like Travis Kelce, George mm-hmm. Kittle. They did great.
I think a lot of tight ends just need a year of grooming to kind of figure out what they're doing and just get up to speed.
Yeah.
Just because they're playing against those big-time linebackers.
Yeah. I have the Eagles, though, because the Falcons are known for choking and not doing too great. And it's week one. I don't know. They did come out very strong last year against mm-hmm. Seattle. Almost won that game, but didn't. But I have Eagles. You guys, who do you guys have?
I mean, I got
hard to tell, really.
Yeah,
I got Atlanta, though they are coming off 5 straight losses from last year.
Yeah,
losing to Cleveland, Miami, Tennessee, Tampa Bay, and Kansas City. A lot of those games were pretty close. Cleveland and Kansas City, the rest were kind of blowouts. So
I think because Kansas City, the reason they were close with Kansas City is because they had a lot of their backups because they already made it to the playoffs. True that. They held their position that they wanted to be in.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to like risk an injury to the starters.
Who do you guys have? Do you guys Eagles or Falcons in that game?
Hard to tell. Yeah, more than likely. I would have to say Eagles, but at the same time it's two good teams also going head to head. But also what I wanted to talk about is on our Twitter, we just posted who will win the Packers and the Saints. It's at WSTWBDG. It's
all capitals.
Yeah, all capitals.
Yeah,
guys.
Go ahead and
go vote who you guys got, Packers or Saints.
Yep.
On that game, going back to the Eagles Falcons game, I got to take Philly on that one.
Yes, sir.
I think Jalen Hurts is really going to.
No.
You don't think so?
No. No, I think Jalen Hurts.
You think Matty Ice is going to play better?
Yeah, Matty Ice, dude. He has Matty ice in his veins, dude. Jalen Hurts wasn't even a first-round pick.
You think Matty Ice is going to play better?
Yes.
I think he will play better, but I think Matt Ryan will play better, but the Eagles will just win because the Falcons will always find some way to choke it. The Falcons' defense is not really.
Hold on. I don't want to hear that with the first-round pick stuff. Russell Wilson, Tom Brady.
Don't bring the Tom Brady into this.
Tom Brady.
No, I think Jalen Hurts.
I will post on our Twitter.
Another poll.
No.
Not
at WSTWBDG if you want to go follow that one. I will post in our poll or on our Twitter a picture of Tom Brady and say with his combine photo and say, not my first round quarterback.
Hashtag not my first round.
I will
round.
Do it right now. What was he, a fifth or sixth rounder?
Don't worry, I got him first round in fantasy. He was a sixth rounder.
You know, we're going to talk about this real quick. Go away from real football and go to fantasy football. Who takes Patrick Mahomes first overall?
Guess what?
What?
He did great last year.
You took a quarterback with the first overall pick.
And my team is still better than yours.
I had the eighth and the ninth pick, and I got Derrick Henry and Alvin Kamara back-to-back picks. That's
because you had no quarterbacks to pick, so you
I took Aaron Rodgers. I took Aaron Rodgers in like the fifth round.
I took Tom Brady
Russell Wilson in like the seventh.
I took Tom Brady the first.
I was not risking it. Patrick Mahomes had such a good year last year. I was not risking him getting taken.
I got nobody Austin was going to take
him in the first round.
I got McCaffrey, Eckler, yes, AJ Brown, Debo, TJ Hockenson. Like, I think my team's stacked.
I have three leagues, and they all progressively get worse.
The reason I took him first round is because my friend Drew texted me before the draft started and said, who do you think you're picking? I was like, Patrick Mahomes. And he said, no, I told him I was picking Patrick Mahomes because the day before he said, I think I'm going to get Patrick Mahomes first round. I don't know what pick I have first. I said, well, no, you're not, because I have first pick. Now I'm getting him. He was like, oh, I shouldn't have told you that.
Did you get first pick because
I'm the leader?
Yeah.
Because I'm the league manager.
So basically, all three of my league, like, it was, so we have our league.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great draft. I'm really happy with that one. Next league, it was all right. We're playing against a little bit more. I'm not calling you guys bad competition. They just play a little bit more football and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's more people in it. Our third round, it's within here. It's in the PM class.
I was in that draft.
Yeah, you're in that draft too. They did it during my algebra class.
They did it during my film literature
so
class.
So I had to, I couldn't be on there. So I had to auto draft, and I ended up with Justin Herbert.
Hey, Justin Herbert's a good quarterback.
I know, but I'm going up against he has Christian McCaffrey. I think his quarterback is I think it's either Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or something like that. It's Josh Allen. It's Josh Allen. He's a really good team.
I'm going up against first week, Mr. Easter.
I'm going up against Jackson.
Yeah, I'm going up against our teacher first week. In two leagues, I got Derek Carr as my starting quarterback.
That's unfortunate.
I got Derek Carr. At least my receivers are beasts, but my running backs are so bad.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yes, sir. Tom Brady is smoking Aaron Rodgers.
My first quarterback, I have Aaron Rodgers. My second quarterback, I have Jalen Hurts. And then my third quarterback, I have Justin Herbert.
And they got Patrick Mahomes getting 23 points. So
exactly, that's what I'm saying.
But also, you know who also averaging probably about 19?
Who?
Derek Carr.
Yeah, not against the Ravens.
You know.
Doesn't matter what Derek Carr does.
Not against the Ravens.
Derek Carr is a dog, dude.
I don't know. He's really not.
No, all right. My lineup is pretty stacked. I mean, I got Tom Brady. I got Juju. I got Julio Jones, Rob Gronkowski, Antonio Brown. I mean,
I think your team is all the people in 2016 who had gone first round.
Yeah, who were good.
I mean, it only makes sense because those players, not only are they top dog, but they're also really good. Like, yes, most of these, younger athletes, they can compare to them, but also nobody can ever you just got to pick up the top dogs like that. Like you can't just leave.
I mean, Julio is a good pick. But also he's got a lot more weapons.
He's a good wide receiver, I can say that. He was questionable, I think.
You think Julio's going to get a lot of passes, considering the fact that he's now on the Titans with A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry?
No doubt about it. I mean, during the offseason, he really did show what he could do.
He's been able to do is just that he's just that guy.
Yeah.
I just don't see him getting a lot of reps this year because the Titans are going to run the ball more than likely. I mean, they have Derrick Henry in the backfield. No one really wants to tackle him in open space anyway. But anyway, we got to move on because we still have a few games to go. And it's 8:50. So
we got not a lot of time.
Yeah, so let's go to Chargers versus Washington. I already know I have for that game. I believe in Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic?
Fitzmagic, yep. Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to dominate that game. I know Justin Herbert is great with Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler, but I don't know. I just see Washington's defense. I just see Washington's defense doing great, and Ryan Fitzmagic.
Their D-line is just so monstrous.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick pulling off a win.
Yeah, honestly, with Austin Eckler being questionable, if he does not play, it's over. Yeah. It's Washington's game.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think, I got to get Fitzmagic, first game of the year, new team. He's going to go off.
Yep.
It's one of the first weeks. He's going off.
Who do you guys have?
Sorry, I wasn't really paying attention. I'm looking at Twitter right now. I'm sorry.
All right, well, then we'll just move on to the next game.
I guess we'll move on.
This one,
I'll have a word on that real quick. I think that Fitzmagic is going to go off. And
Chase Young too.
Yeah, Washington's gonna win the football game.
Thank you, Owen, for paying attention.
Yeah, next we have a very tough game, depending on how you want to look at it, from last year or maybe even this year. But Bills versus Steelers. I have the Bills. It's a tough game though.
Man, as much as I want to jump through a table right now, I also gotta go Bills. I'm gonna jump through a table and say that.
You know, I've thought about this one hard. I'm going to have to say the Bills, but I know we're going to have a lot of controversy on that one.
But they do have Najee Harris coming in, rookie running back. They have some weapons, but also Big Ben's washed.
Yeah.
Hey, this might be a controversial take, as it's already three picks. No, I'm just kidding. Bills are going to win.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you look at it, the Steelers did good last year against some terrible teams. Mm-hmm. But
they choked, like, what was, they were 11-0?
11-0. Lost to Washington was their first loss.
They're like eating food sideways, dude. It's like trying to eat corn on a cob whole. Like, they are not.
Who was it?
Who was it? What?
Who was their, was it?
Who's quarterback?
Washington's last year.
Oh, it was.
Start with a T, right? Taysom Hill?
No.
Taysom Hill's the Saints.
Taylor Heineke. He didn't start. He started in the playoffs. That was the first game he started.
And then didn't he play really well? It's just Tom Brady's Bucks just really like played really well.
They just got kind of lucky, honestly.
So I got Bills. The Bills have Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Devin Singletary. They really have Colby. They have Cole Beasley. They really have a good team. Their defense is good. Chase Edmonds, you know. It's Justin Poyer. It's a good team.
Pittsburgh's a good team too. They have, like you said, Big Ben, but he's older, and I don't know. Like, he's older, but he's not like older like Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady's old.
At least Tom Brady's in shape and not fat.
He's Big Ben. He's always been big.
I know, I feel like he's been getting bigger.
Right.
But he did say on this offseason that he's treating his body a lot better and trying to lose weight, which I saw was good.
But also you have Chase Claypool, Juju, but I don't think they're going to do really well.
I think Juju's going to do good. I for some reason, I have this feeling Juju's going to do great. He wants revenge from last season from all those dancing on logos.
I want to see them do well. Like, I like Juju and Chase. I'm not a huge fan of Juju. I like Chase Claypool better because he went to Notre Dame. But, like, it's just those guys. I can't stand them.
Yeah. Well,
those two, they just make me mad for no reason. Maybe it's just all, like, taunting and stuff. Like,
so, next we got 49ers at Lions.
Oh, that's an easy question. The Niners. But it's losing. A big question of if Garoppolo ends up playing. I think right now, as we speak, Garoppolo definitely needs to be the starter.
I think this is a tough game, too, because the Lions don't have Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's a better quarterback than Jared Goff. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, he was falling from what I like to call Detroit Syndrome.
Yep. But 49ers versus Lions. I'm going to go with 49ers just based off their defense if they're healthy.
I got to agree with you on that. They have one of the best defenses in the league. So, I know they've added pieces since 2 years ago, but the defense really led them to the Super Bowl. And I think that if they keep going with that core, they can win a lot of games.
Who do you got, Peyton? Niners or Lions?
Got the Niners, man.
All right. Next, we got Vikings versus Bengals. I have the Bengals.
Hold on, you guys didn't even follow Twitter?
Not before.
Come on.
I just followed it right now.
I know this is like our third time shouting out in like 5 minutes, but follow us on Twitter, WSTWBDG. If you want to get some sports news, have some inside jokes on here. Basically, yeah.
Hashtag not our first round quarterback.
Vikings versus Bengals. What's your guys' think?
The Vikings. Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. You're dude, right. I didn't
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson. They Dalvin Cook.
Adam Thielen.
I got Vikings. I got Vikings. As long as Kirk Cousins plays actually good, because last year he did not. He played the good the year before that. Now he is not.
Yeah, last year was kind of one of his down years. I think that he's going to have a upward year this year. I think Joe Burrow's going to play pretty well. But that offensive line just is not there for him. Yeah. And he has really no pieces outside of his running backs.
So this next game is going to be a very interesting game. I don't know if I'm going to watch it, considering the fact that it's Jets versus Panthers. But it's Sam Darnold going back to
New York.
Going back to New York to play his old team.
Well, if you guys didn't know, guess who's a Jets fan in this room?
Not me.
Not me. Yeah, not me either. I couldn't be one of those
Jets fans.
Oh, that's me. J-E-T-S, Jets.
Get out of here.
Dude,
get
you got it. I love Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is such a good quarterback. He has that improvised, like, he can improvise when he needs to. And the other day, he had a chance to actually, like, throw the Jets under the bus. And they talked about, like, his protection in New York and stuff like that. And he just took the blame. Sam Darnold is a class act. I love Sam Darnold. The big thing is, I'll be so sad if Sam Darnold, like, does not produce this year, because he is such a good class act quarterback. And I honestly believe that the Panthers will probably have this game, but Sam Darnold is just so, so good.
You guys aren't going
to
believe this.
I think I'm going to have to remove you from this room.
You guys aren't going to believe this.
Jets, you're just not it.
I got the Jets winning. I think the Jets are going to beat the Panthers. Zach Wilson, there's something about that kid.
That Mormon boy.
Yeah, Zach Wilson. I don't know. Zach Wilson looks like he knows what he's doing with the receivers he has. The defense just needs to do good in order to beat the Panthers. If Christian McCaffrey's back, and like, he is back. But like, if he for sure plays this game, I haven't heard for sure if he's playing this game or not. But I'm assuming he is. Then it's going to be really hard for the Jets to stop this defense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Panthers do have Robbie Anderson, Christian McCaffrey, Sam Darnold now. Sam Darnold is a good quarterback, just didn't have the line he needed, kind of like Carson Wentz.
You know what? I might have to change my answer on who's going to win this game. The Jets have done a lot to their defensive line. They've actually revamped their defensive line. Shaq Lawson.
They did
have Carl Lawson as well. Carl out for the year. And so there's just a lot of things that the Jets are doing. I mean, their D tackles are probably some of the best in the league. I mean, and also their edge rushes have just gotten better, though they are starting a lot of rookie corners. They got rid of Bless Austin, a guy I was really high on out of Rutgers. He was one of those guys who fell in the draft because of an injury. So it's kind of tough to say. I think the Jets could have it.
I think the Jets will win.
But they will be starting, I think, Bryce Hall and Eagles.
You did not.
Like the TikToker?
No,
Bryce Hall,
he was he dropped in the draft due to an injury out of Virginia Tech, I believe, or Virginia State, one of the Virginia schools.
I was about to say, you did not just say a TikToker.
Well, no.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I guess Bryce Hall is a pretty common name.
That's how I got, you guys are addicted to TikTok, because when he said Bryce Hall, I immediately thought of the NFL player. I completely forgot about the TikToker.
I just remember him
boxing. Who did he box? I forgot.
Austin McBroom.
Yeah, he got killed.
Yeah. But, so moving on, this is going to be another good game. Cardinals versus Titans.
Titans
are winning this game. I'm a Colts fan and everything. Titans are going to win this game. They're going to win the division.
Titans aren't winning division.
Titans are winning the AFC South.
They're not.
I guarantee they don't.
Derrick Henry gets hurt third week.
Are we putting our money where our mouth is?
I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
Right.
I bet you $100.
I don't got that kind of money.
Well, you better get it.
No, but I do think the Cardinals are going to win this game.
Yeah.
Because the Titans defense did not do too great last year.
I just said the same thing. You gave me a dirty look.
Titans defense did not do too great last year, but so I got Cardinals. They got JJ Watt now too. So JJ Watt now too. And they got
D-Hop.
No, what the cornerback from the Vikings.
Oh,
what's his name? What's his name?
Patrick Peterson.
Yes.
No, the Cardinals.
No,
yeah,
no.
They do Cardinals.
No. Oh wait, no. Patrick Peterson went to the Vikings.
Yeah, from
okay,
the
never mind. I got that confused. It don't matter.
I was just thinking of like a
because they still
Rhodes.
Have Buda Baker.
True.
So
yeah.
I got Cardinals. And then
just a friendly reminder, we have to do this for legal reasons.
Oh,
you're listening to Giant 90.9 WBDG HD1 Indianapolis. Just had to throw the legal ID in there.
Yeah, the
real
legal
quick.
ID. Forgot about
but
the
you
hat.
Did it wrong.
For the top of the hour. Oh, I did?
Yeah, WBDG FM HD 1 Indianapolis.
Gotta throw in that F.
The F. Dem.
The FM. F-dem. So.
Hey, Junior. Dang.
Next game. What did we talk about the Dolphins versus Patriots yet?
We did not do that yet.
Dolphins versus Patriots. I have the Dolphins winning. Tua is going to do great. Mac Jones is his first NFL starting game. I don't think he's going to do too great.
But if you remember the Patriots last year, week one, kind of surprised us when they signed Cam Newton, and they had that amazing week one where we thought that the Patriots were actually going to be a playoff contender.
Wait.
Cam Newton's gone.
Wait. Didn't the Patriots go against the Dolphins week one last year too?
Something like that.
It's a division game, probably.
I think it was, yeah, because they won that game, and then they went right into Seattle's game week two, but lost that game at the goal line when Seattle stopped Cam Newton from running in.
It's not the first. I think that's what they kind of flip roles there.
Yeah.
Patriots not scoring at the goal line.
Yeah.
They should have thrown it.
Flipped roles. I see. Yeah.
Hey. Cam Marshawn Newton was open.
Marshawn could have just ran through. But I have Dolphins one taking this. They have Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle's been good.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, also about the Eagles game, they have Devontae Smith. So that's another weapon to look out for. That's how I think the.
Those Alabama run or wide receivers.
Eagles will win. Broncos versus Giants. This is a little
Broncos.
Tough game. Because,
the two gloves, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Two gloves.
Two gloves. Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy, two gloves. Yep. I got Broncos. Yep. I got Broncos. Jerry Jeudy's looking good on his route running, too.
Bradley Chubb.
Yep. We have... this is a pretty easy game because not only... do they have a way better quarterback now? But their defense is phenomenal, which is why I'm a little nervous for this game, and I'm going to this game. It is Rams versus Bears. I'm going to the Rams versus Colts game week two. But Rams versus Bears, I have the Rams, obviously. If you say Bears, please explain. Please explain and give me a good reason why you say the Bears are going to win.
I think Justin Fields is going to play. No, hold on.
He starts saying the Bears are going to win.
I think Justin Fields is going to play really well, but that LA defense is really good. Same with... With Matt Stafford coming to L.A. with some of his pieces with him. Or not with him, but like he's going to adapt to those pieces. He's adapted really well in the preseason. I think that they're going to do really well.
I don't think they confirmed Justin Fields as a starter. I think they're going with Andy Dalton.
Yeah, they are going with Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton?
Yeah, Andy Dalton's starting week one.
Okay.
But
I got to tell that one kid. There's a kid that walks around in our hallway that wears like a Money Mitch jersey and then wears like a Justin Fields jersey.
So, yeah, I got the Rams winning that. Aaron Donald's going to dominate their O-line. I'm sorry, but he will. But next game is Raiders versus Ravens. This is going to be a pretty fun game.
Raiders.
I was going to say, I think I'm going to have to take the Raiders on this one. I see there's something about the Raiders.
They have something to prove.
No, yeah, that too. Not only that, but the Ravens, I don't know. I feel like they're a very overhyped team.
They always have.
Hey, and they haven't lost a preseason game since like 2015. Gotta
yeah.
Let them know that. I don't know how they do that in the preseason and then come out and finish
so
decent or just okay.
The way that I see the Ravens winning this game is if their defense does great, obviously, because their defense is going to have to do good against, you know, Darren Waller and, you know, Josh Jacobs. And also, if Lamar scrambles like he always does, they're not going to be able to really catch up to him. I mean, they might have, like, a QB spy on him, but other than that, I don't really see... I mean, I could see the Ravens actually winning this. It's a very tough game, too, but I have to go with the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to go Raiders as well. Josh Jacobs... and Derek Carr, I mean, Derek Carr has a lot to prove.
Yeah.
Derek Carr has always been kind of looked down of in, like, the NFL as, like, a mid-tier quarterback.
Because he's known, but he's not, like, he's a known quarterback. So, I mean, I guess he's good in a way, but he's not known like he should be known.
Yeah, he's not, he's like Jamarcus Russell known.
Yeah, he really is a good, he's like Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
People know him a lot, but he's not, like, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, people like him. That he's just like Andrew Luck anyway. Andrew Luck was a great quarterback, but he didn't really have a line, so he kind of ruined Andrew Luck's career, I'm not going to lie. But Well, that was the end of week one. To end this segment, I have to tell you guys this joke. So, you guys ready for this joke? I think you're going to like this one.
I don't think so.
You guys listening? Hello?
Yeah, Braden.
You guys listening? All right. What do Cowboys fans do after they win the Super Bowl?
Do nothing, because they'll never win a Super Bowl.
They turn off the Xbox. Because they don't win Super Bowls.
That's a good one.
They haven't been to the conference since 1996. Cowboys suck.
All right.
Only the Cowboys will be able to finish 7-10 this year and still win the division.
Don't worry. They're going 8-8-1.
No, they're going.
And winning the division.
They're going 5-79. They're going 5-79. They're not.
Is that Avon math right there?
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we're going to go into a little bit of motorsports, maybe some MLB. We'll see what we got time for. So we'll be back.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
All right, and we're back. We just gave Lucas his first bang.
Oh my goodness. I just tried bang for the first time.
Hold on. Braden's trying it right now.
Dude, it's... Wait, I've seriously never
it's
had...
It's way too fruity.
It's amazing. That's the cotton... Oh. Or the rainbow unicorn.
That's not rainbow unicorn. That's radical skedaddle.
Dude, I feel like I'm just eating nonstop Skittles. I see what you mean by way too fruity, but... Dude, that's amazing.
You guys obviously don't play baseball. You don't know. You don't.
Of course, I don't play baseball.
You
who
don't
do
shotgun
like?
Bangs at 5 a.m.
Do I?
You dude, look I've like you play case, baseball. Dude. Don't
how
mess
do I,
with
what,
me.
What position do you think I'd play?
Like catcher.
Catcher.
Or first base.
I can't. No, I can't.
Nah, I was a pitcher when I played baseball.
What'd you call like me? An outfielder.
What'd you call me, Brighton?
No, I said I play. I played pitcher when I played baseball. I was super good at pitching.
Did you ever play baseball, Peyton?
Yeah, I did.
No, I went to my cousin's practice and I was throwing the ball to him. And he was the catcher, so I threw it to him really fast because he wanted me to. And apparently the coach was like, you should join because you look like a really good pitcher. And so he said, throw a couple throws. And so I threw like 3, and all of them were strikes. And he was like,
that is how many strikes you need.
He said, I know.
That's all that matters.
That's why he said, that's why I only threw 3 because they were all strikes.
I'm going to say it right now, hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do in sports.
No. All right.
No,
it's not.
No.
Yes, it is. It's going in 100 miles an hour from 60 feet away.
My little sister does it when I pitch it to her.
Listen, I'm sorry, but no junior is throwing 100 mile an hour.
I'm talking about professionally, it is the hardest thing to do. It is the hardest thing in professional sports to do. Now, it's a little different when you're blocking a 300-pound guy who wants to kill you.
Exactly.
But 60 feet away, it's coming in literally less than a blink of an eye, and you have to decide where it's going to be. If it's going to be in the zone even worth swinging at and how you're going to swing at it. You know what I'm saying?
It's really not that hard when you think about it because I've done it before.
100 miles an hour?
Well,
bro, not every pitcher pitches 100 miles an hour consistently.
Yeah, that's there's the multiple thing. Pitchers that do it.
There's sliders, there's curveballs, there's knuckleballs. Like, there's too much to like.
Yeah, but also when you're thinking about it, it's going to be 100.
I'll say that. It is hard, but I don't feel like it's the hardest thing in sports.
All right, we'll discuss that later.
Yeah, this is another topic. We don't have enough time for this.
All right, let's get into motorsports. Coming up September 10th through 12th is Monza, the Italian Grand Prix in Formula One, 11 turns. It is going to be action-packed. Tomorrow is the first day of practice, and Saturday is qualifying, and the race is Sunday. Monza is going to be a lot of fun to watch. I think, especially with the news coming out that Alexander Albon is joining Williams this year, as well as George Russell moving to Mercedes. Recently, Kimi Raikkonen also announced his retirement from the sport and also had gotten COVID. So Robert Kubica is standing in his place at Alfa Romeo. So there's a lot of seats going around, and we're getting a better picture of what next season is going to be like. But Monza is going to be a lot of fun to watch just for the fact that there's a lot of, like, drama going on. The American team, Haas, there's a lot of things going on between closed doors with Nikita Mazepin and Mick Schumacher. Mazepin nearly put his teammate into the pit wall, something that could have really, like, been very dangerous. And you wouldn't expect it from teammates, but they've been having a big rivalry coming up. And it's really going to boil over. We might see at the end of the year Mick Schumacher leave Haas, or Mazepin has to leave it.
Is that pretty much it?
That's the big thing going on in motorsports.
The only F1 racer that I know is Lewis Hamilton. And isn't he like almost 40 and he looks 25?
No, he's like 30-something. He started the sport in like 2008. He's had a 7-time world champion.
So he's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's won a couple of races.
You know, he's won a few.
just one or two.
Just one or two.
Not my goat. Not my goat. No.
Well, before we end this, I do have to bring this back up. I forgot about this completely when we did the first segment. Fox Sports has been doing this ultimate team, ultimate fan bracket for teams. And the final two in the, I guess the Super Bowl you could call it, is the Bills fan base versus the Browns fan base. And I have the Bills fan base.
Yeah, you got to go Bills Mafia all day.
Yeah, Bills Mafia.
Dude, the Bills fans are the only people to light themselves on fire and go through a table and be like, and then, let's go.
And then they put themselves on billboards. They waited outside the airport for six hours in the freezing cold.
Have you seen the dude? Yeah, to watch a mediocre team the last couple of years. Or not now. They're not mediocre
They're Super Bowl
contenders. They were terrible the last 10, 20 years. After the 90s, when they went to four straight Super Bowls and lost, they were terrible, and people still watched them.
They got Josh Allen, Devin Singletary, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, Chase Edmonds. They have, bro, they're good.
They're looking
Frank
a lot
Gore.
Better.
Frank
Gore.
Frank Gore. Yeah.
Well, Gore for president, guys.
Dude.
But I don't even know what I was going to say, but we're gonna have to wrap this up.
Yep.
Owen fun day, has boys. To go to his next class.
It was a fun day, boys.
It was really, you know, good talking to you guys again.
You know.
Yep.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Yep. Don't forget to stay on our next segment. We got our next segment. Not next segment. Next show coming up.
Packed In on the Radio.
Yep. That's next. So
and
stay
also,
tuned.
Stay tuned,
follow us
guys.
On Twitter, WSTWBDG on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
See you guys later.
And we'll be back.